you know, when you woke up this morning, you likely made and ate your breakfast and probably took it for granted. But according to the United Nations, nearly 12 million people in Ethiopia's drought-affected areas lack regular access to safe and nutritious food. Our next guest, who works with Tear Fund Ireland, have partnered with Tear Fund Canada in running food assistance projects in Ethiopia, and she's going to be telling us all about it. It's great to have Amanda Prather from Tear Fund Ireland. So tell us a little bit, Amanda, just about the current situation in southern Ethiopia.
Oh, thank you, Wendy. Thank you for having me on to share about this. So in southern Ethiopia, there's a region called the Barina Zone, and that one in particular is one that we've been focused on because they've been facing the worst drought in their recent history, and they've had 7 days of rain in the last 1,000 days over 3 years, which is quite intense. People were walking tens of miles searching for food and water. That's pregnant women, children. There was a river that was about 100 meters wide and 10 feet deep that's now completely dried up. So women were going down 6 feet of water from the bottom of that, trying to just find water between the grains of sand to fill up coffee cups, to fill up their big jugs of water to take back. The livestock are dying, and that's a great source of income for them. And so it's a really challenging situation that they're facing at the moment.
Yeah, it's, as I say, it's hard for us to really get our heads around, but just the impact of the drought, and even just as you say, 7 days of rain in 3 years. What in terms of just the response then, what are the practical things that Tear Fund is doing then, Amanda?
Yeah, and we know that the scale of this is really large, but we also know that God is good. We have confidence that He's a restorer and that He calls us in His mission to participate in helping out in this situation. So what we're doing, as you mentioned, was partnering with Tear Fund Canada. So we're supporting them with emergency food assistance. So over the course of 6 months, we're going to have 13,000 people that we're going to distribute maize, beans, and edible vegetable oil per month so they can have something to eat, and as well as we have 4,500 women and children that will be receiving supplementary food, which is essentially high-calorie food that's meant to combat nutrition. So we'll be focused on children under 5 and pregnant and nursing mothers for that distribution. They'll also get 6 months' worth, and then once a month get a supply as well.
Would you share with us, Amanda, maybe some stories of just how your projects are supporting communities?
Yeah, there's Amanda, they met called Dengi. He's an elderly man and he's in his 80s and a village elder. And about 9 months ago or so, he was dying from hunger. So his family was trying to take care of him. But over the 3 years of drought, he lost 90 cattle, 10 camels, and there just was no food. I mean, livestock is all he's done as a part of his life since his childhood. So he said up until 3 years ago, he drank a cup of milk for protein every morning. But now he wondered if he'd ever taste milk again. So there was hope that came through when his village was chosen as a distribution center. So our CEO from Tear Fund Canada actually came over and visited recently, and Dengi came up to him and introduced himself and said that now he has recovered thanks to the food that he received through this project. And so he got corn and beans, protein, cooking oil, and salt each month. And he didn't know any English, but he did learn through a translator 3 English words, and it was, "Thank you, Tear Fund."
Wow, that's incredible. I'm sure that just fills your heart with joy to just see that practical impact. And I suppose how we can see God at work through this project.
Yes. Yeah, it's amazing to see. You know, we just believe that we're called to participate in His mission, and the church is called to participate in His mission. And we do believe that in spite of all this, that God can come through and deliver. And, you know, we're praying for the communities. And so we just invite everyone to pray with us for those that are in need of emergency food assistance, for the extreme weather patterns that are creating all these challenges, and just for continued hope and resilience for those that are facing these challenges.
And people can support, of course, in lots of practical ways, but there's also a fun event coming up that people might want to get involved in. Tell us about the annual Five-A-Side Church Blitz that's happening, Amanda.
Yes, we're very excited. We had one last year and it was turned out to be a great event. We're really excited to put it on again. So come out to the ALSA in Dublin on June the 10th. It is a church blitz. So if your church has football players in it, we'd love to have you come out. There's a limit of 16 teams. It was just a great amount of fun. And so we'll have a cup and shield and then a first place and second place as well. So there's going to be a raffle. It's just a great day. The facilities are really nice and we're really looking forward to it.
And how much of a difference does it make when people support your work, Amanda?
It makes an immense amount of difference. It gives us hope as well and encouragement. And I think it's really important because you can make a difference in the lives of those around the world. And you know, we're in a, you know, we're in an area here where we don't have to worry about rain. But when we think about places that would be dying for what we have, you know, it just makes a difference when you do support and we can able to assist those in need.
Well, thank you so much for joining us on the programme today. That was Amanda Prather from Tear Fund Ireland. And if you want to support their work, you can go to tearfund.ie.